In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study of the Beatitudes. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, when's the last time that you heard someone say, if you really want to succeed in life, if you really want to get ahead, if you want to rise to the top, if you really want to go somewhere in life, then you have to be meek? I don't think you're going to hear that too much out of the world. Because the world's philosophy of success says, blessed are the powerful, blessed are the assertive, blessed are those who throw their weight around, blessed are those who do whatever is necessary to come out ahead. That's the way the world, the society today thinks. But once again, the Lord Jesus gives us a beatitude that shatters conventional wisdom. Once again, he gives us a word that is completely contrary to the thinking of the modern world. So this morning, we're going to take a look at what the Lord Jesus means when he says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And after that, we'll talk about how we can apply this beatitude to our daily lives. The first thing we need to understand is that meekness is not the same thing as weakness. The Lord Jesus is not saying, blessed are the wimps in life. Blessed are those who let other people boss them around and walk all over them and tell them what to do. No, that's not what he's saying. The word for meek describes those who are gentle by choice. These are people who choose to be gentle in a world full of pride. They choose to be considerate even when others are not considerate of them. They choose to treat others the way that they themselves would want to be treated. You know, a good example of a meek person was Abram. In Genesis 13, Abraham is traveling through the land of Canaan with his nephew Lot. But the land isn't big enough for both of them, because their people, their herdsmen, are starting to get in each other's way. Lot's men are arguing with Abram's men. And Abram, you know, he could have said, you cheat. God gave this land to me. It belongs to my children. It belongs to my descendants. So if I were you, I would go back to your father's house in Haran where you belong. You see, he could have thrown his weight around. But instead he said, look, we shouldn't be arguing like this. We're family. So I'll tell you what. Take whatever part of the country you like most, and you can settle there. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. And later on in Genesis, in verse 14, God blesses Abram, because the ones who are gentle by choice are the ones who will be rewarded by God. Another example of weakness, of meekness, is David. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, King Saul is trying to kill David. He's hunting for him all through the desert. And one day Saul goes into a cave to use the bathroom. And little does he know that David is hiding in that very cave with his men. And the men say to David, David, this is it, this is it. God has delivered your enemy into your hand. Kill him now. And take your place as the new king of Israel. So David creeps up slowly behind King Saul. And he cuts off a corner of his robe. And then he says, that's all I'm going to do. God forbid that I should lift a hand against my master. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to kill him. I'm not going to harm him. And so when Saul leaves the cave, David cries out, he says, my Lord, the king. And when Saul turns around, David falls to his knees. He said, this day you have seen with your own eyes how I could have killed you back in that cave. Look at the piece of your robe I have cut off. But I told myself, I am not going to do it, because this man is the anointed of the Lord. Now may God judge between you and me. And in 1 Samuel 24, verse 19, it says, 10 years later, Saul's prediction comes true. And David rules over the land of Israel for 40 years. Because the ones who are gentle by choice are the ones who will be rewarded by God. But the greatest example of meekness is our Lord Jesus Christ. I think about the night that he was to be betrayed. And I think about the way he was treated by the authorities. I think about the punishment that he received from the soldiers. I think about how easy it would have been for the Lord Jesus to say, enough is enough, that's it. If this is how the world is going to respond to the love of God, then there doesn't need to be a world. I'm going to send my angels to wipe it out once and for all. But you know, the whole time this was going on, he showed meekness. Let's turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 32. Luke 23, verse 32. Luke 23, verse 32. There were also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, where there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. 34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. When our Lord Jesus was dying on the cross for our sins, he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And because Jesus obeyed God on the cross, the Bible tells us that God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior. So again, we see that the ones who are gentle by choice are the ones who will be rewarded by God. Now, maybe you're thinking, I understand that meekness is not weakness. I understand that it takes more than inner strength to be meek than it does to shoot off your mouth and throw your weight around. I understand that those who are meek are those who are gentle by choice. But what does meekness look like in everyday life? What does it mean to live a life of meekness? Number one, it means being gentle with those who annoy you. How many of you have ever had a younger brother or a younger sister? How many of you ever get annoyed at your younger brother or younger sister? Maybe they kept following you all over the house. There were probably days when you felt like saying, stop following me around. Stop bothering me. Leave me alone. I just want 30 minutes of peace and quiet so I can be by myself. Please go away. You see, I was fortunate. I was the youngest of 7 children. So I was the one who was always getting in the way and asking them to play with me. And I was the one who was always bothering them. One of my brothers, who was 4 years older than me, told me that I used to drive him crazy. He used to try so hard to lose me, but I would stick to him like glue. But living a life of meekness means being gentle with that little brother or sister. It means saying, I've got a few things that I need to do by myself, but we can play for a little while. What do you want me to do? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. With all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love. Now the Greek word for gentle is the same word translated meek in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Living a life of meekness means being gentle with those who annoy you, those who get on your nerves. And we all know people who get on our nerves, don't we? Number two, it means being gentle with those who disappoint you. How do you react when you don't get a job promotion that you were hoping that you would get? Do you blow a fuse? Say, "Ah, that supervisor is the stingiest, most ungrateful person I have ever met. I'm not going to go the extra mile for him anymore. If he asks me to work weekends, I'm going to say, forget it." When people disappoint us, our first reaction is to want to come back and to disappoint them. But if we're living a lifestyle of meekness and gentleness for Christ, perhaps we might want to rethink this type of attitude. Perhaps we reschedule a meeting with the boss and say, "You know, is there anything I can do to get higher up on the pay scale? Is it possible for me to further myself in this company so I can bring home a better salary for my family?" And then you base your future plans on what he or she tells you. So some people might say, "Why should I be so gentle with people who disappoint me?" Because the Lord Jesus Christ is gentle with those of us who disappoint him. You know, I can think of a whole lot of times when the Lord Jesus could have said, "That's it. I'm tired of your sinning. I'm tired of the way that you treat each other. I'm going to strike you down right now." Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." The Lord Jesus doesn't throw the book at us every time we mess up. He gives us a chance to repent, a chance to apologize, a chance to do things differently. So we need to give the people in our lives the same opportunity. Living a lifestyle of meekness means being gentle with those who disappoint you. Third reason, it means being gentle with those who mess up their relationship with God. Sometimes, you know, we get frustrated with people and we say, "How could you possibly go back to that immoral lifestyle after all that Jesus has done for you? How can you spit in the face of God? What's wrong with you?" Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. "Rather, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." You can say to that person, "What you are doing is wrong in the eyes of God, but he loves you so much that he wants you to come back to him." Softly, tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me, as the hymn says. Some of you might think, "Well, do we have to be meek all the time? Aren't there times when we need to take off the gloves and to really lay it on the line with people?" Well, I think there are times like that. First of all, if I see someone hurting May or anyone else in my family, they're going to have to deal with me. I'm gentle and meek most of the time. But if I have to, I will defend my family the best that I can. You know, the Bible says, "Turn the other cheek if you get hit." But it doesn't say, "Turn the other cheek when your wife gets hit." If someone hurts the woman I love, I'm going to defend her. If someone hurts the children that I hold dearly, I'm going to defend them. 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. It says if we don't take care of our family, we have denied the faith. So if we sit around and watch someone we love be mistreated, and we don't do anything about it, we are really not, we have to question our Christianity. Another situation where we would need to be bolder is in the area of false teaching. And this is very important. 2 John, verse 10. Let's start with verse 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Verse 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. Verse 11. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. It says that if someone comes to you and bring a different teaching other than what you have heard from the beginning, then they should not be welcomed. There are exceptional situations like the ones I have just described. But there is a tremendous blessing in store for those of us who can handle the circumstances of life with gentleness and with meekness. In Revelation chapter 20, it says that when the Lord returns, they will come alive and reign with Christ over the earth for 1,000 years. Psalm 37, verse 29. Psalm 37, verse 29. Psalm 37, verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Says that they will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The ones who are gentle by choice are the ones who will be rewarded by God. Blessed are the meek, for they are the ones who will inherit the earth. So how do we apply this beatitude to our daily life? First, we ask the Lord Jesus to make us more gentle. You can say, Lord, sometimes, you know, I snap at people who get on my nerves. Sometimes I say things that I don't really mean. Sometimes I do things I don't really mean to do. Help me to be a gentler person. Help me to be more considerate of others, even when others are not always considerate to me. Help me to treat people the way I would want to be treated. Become the gentle and meek people that God is calling us to be. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power under control. It is gentleness by choice. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit